Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you want to keep your body in shape, you can go to the gym. But what if you want to keep your brain fit, too? Elliot Berkman, assistant professor of psychology at the University of Oregon, examines the effectiveness of the recent brain training trend.
The increasing popularity of commercial brain training services that promise to enhance intelligence and other cognitive abilities is understandable. Who wouldn't want more working memory, attention, and self-control? However, independent scientists have recently called the effectiveness of these services into question, particularly with respect to how well their effects generalize to the real world. My students Lauren Kahn and Junaid Merchant and I recently published a study using neuroimaging to explore what happens in the brain during a training to improve one kind of self-control, called inhibitory control, and to explain why that training might not transfer to new contexts. We found that our training caused activity in parts of the brain network associated with inhibitory control to shift earlier in time, proactively engaging before control was needed. This shift improved performance on the training task itself, because earlier proactive control is more efficient than later reactive control. But there's a catch. With training, the brain activity became linked to specific cues that predicted when inhibitory control might be needed. Associating those cues to self-control is beneficial in the context of the training task, but doesn't improve performance on different tasks that don't necessarily use those same cues. On a deeper level, the finding suggests that training doesn't strengthen self-control per se, but rather changes when it kicks in which cues it uses to do so. This result is important because it explains how brain training improves performance on a given task, and also why the performance boost doesn't generalize beyond that task. To us, the most compelling next step is to develop an intervention that incorporates cues from real environments where better inhibitory control would be desirable.
That was Elliot Berkman of the University of Oregon. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
But it's all the same.